do we have here? And just where did you come from, little lost kitty? Where's your owner? What do you mean you don't have one? Do you mean you've lost your owner, or you've never had one? Because I'm having a difficult time comprehending the fact that a little kitty like you would be alone on such a night like this. Look up. See that? It's a blood moon. It's dangerous to be wandering outdoors during such an inauspicious night. Oh, sweetheart, you've been abandoned. What a heartbreaking story. Well, we can't have such an adorable thing like you wandering around alone. Now can we? Shh.
Can you hear it?
Yes. They're out in full force tonight, and if they should come across such a plump little morsel like yourself, they'll rip you to shreds in their bloodlust. And that's if they don't have their fun with you. Oh, you're not going to make me spell it out, are you? I'm not that uncouth, I'll have you know. Now, come. Luckily for you, this is my doorstep you are currently crouched on. At the very least, I could offer you a warm saucer of milk to slack your thirst, or perhaps I even have a bit of canned pâté somewhere in the depths of my pantry. Oh, good. It appears Lorna has set a fire before she left for the night. Fantastic. Good help is so hard to find these days, and a half-decent housekeeper is worth their weight in gold, you know. Do make yourself comfortable, my dear. I must freshen up and shall return post-haste. Would you like that warm milk, or would you prefer a hot cup of tea? Let's see. I've just recently acquired some heavenly Dahong Pao tea leaves from a dear friend of mine in Shanghai. She's a Huli Qing, or as we know it in the West, a fox demon. So, not that different from you, my adorable little cat-eared fiend. Oh, the tea. Excellent choice, my dear. Milk is the same everywhere, but the Dahong Pao tea leaves. Now, they are worth even more than exemplary housekeepers. I shall return. Go on, make yourself at home. I dare say that thick bearskin rug in front of the fire feels absolutely delicious when you lie down on it. Just an idea. Of course. Oh, I see you've taken my advice to heart and made yourself so utterly at home. What a positively charming sight for sore eyes. My eyes, that is. You've even taken off that battered leather jacket to feel the fur on your bare arms. It's such a decadent, luxurious sensation, is it not? I would join you on that rug, but it's difficult to drink tea in such a position, and besides, I certainly don't want to alarm you by intruding on your space. You might be a little lost kitty, but we are still strangers, aren't we? Why, I don't even know your name. We ought to get the introductions out of the way, shouldn't we? I am Desdemona. That is exactly what my closest confidants call me. None of this Desi or Mona nonsense. My mother and father saw fit to grant me such a dignified name. I shan't taint their memory by shortening it in such a ridiculous manner. What a charming name. Is that a name you were given, or is it a name you've chosen for yourself? Ah, I see, it is a sore subject. In that case, would you be terribly adverse to being called Little Kitty? It's been such a long time since I've had the pleasure of being around such an adorable little thing like yourself. Why, I feel like I'm already half in love with you and those soft, perky little cat ears and your slitted cat eyes. Yes, isn't it obvious? I'm very much a cat lady. Although, at the moment, I find myself in between companions. It's a long story. I would hate to bore you with the specifics. Suffice it to say, Reynold seems perfectly content with his new female owner, and she seems positively smitten with him. I've always been such a sucker for happy endings. Now, enjoy the tea. It's no good when it's not piping hot. The sensation of the warm liquid pooling in my mouth for a moment before flowing down my throat. It is a feeling unlike any other. I think you would agree with me. Oh dear, they sound like they are right outside the door. Perhaps they can smell your scent? Well, fear not, my little kitten. They dare not cross my threshold. Even in such a depraved, dark city like Braeval, the name Desdemona Blairmore means something. What does it mean? Oh, well, that's hardly a conversation for polite company, my dear. Don't worry. I will ensure your safety. When you are within these walls, nothing will ever harm you. I swear it on my family's name. Now, drink up the tea, little kitty. It'll settle your frazzled nerves. I promise. Good, isn't it? Little wonder it's considered the world's most precious tea. Now, come here, dear. Oh, no need to give me the side eye. I only aim to tame your hair with this brush. It doesn't look like it's been combed in quite some time. Yes, right between my legs. Sit on the floor. Lean your back against the sofa. Good. Are you comfortable, my dear? Marvelous. Now, let's see what we can do about these tangles, my little kitty cat. Oh, dear. Your hair is quite snared. I apologize in advance if I end up hurting you. Hmm. Honestly, a small part of me wonders if it wouldn't save you not a small amount of grief to simply shave this all off and start over. Oh, but that seems like such a shame. Your hair is so thick and soft, like silk woven into thread. Are you comfortable, my dear? You're not hunched over? Your back isn't aching? Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. Was I? I must confess, it's been quite some time since I've had the pleasure of tending to a creature in such a fashion, so if I do seem unduly happy, it's only because of what I'm doing. Don't be silly. You don't need to thank me. If anything, I ought to thank you for breaking up the monotony of my life. Recently, things have been somewhat stagnant. I was even thinking about moving to another city, just for a change of pace. But if I had a cute little kitty like you, waiting for me at home every day, I would lack for nothing. Oh, nothing. Just some silly musings from a rather silly woman, I'm afraid. There. Now, turn around. Let's get a good look at you. You really are just the most adorable little thing, aren't you? Oh, look at those cute pointed canines. Would you like to see mine, dear? Yes, I suppose they are a bit intimidating, aren't they? And you are correct. I am a vampire. Huh. You don't seem too worried or surprised. Tell me, what gave me away? Oh? Really? Dear, I thought I practiced impeccable hygiene. But alas, I suppose the scent of blood never truly goes away, no matter how hard one might scrub their body. Well, now that you know my secret, not that I've tried to keep it hidden, what do you intend to do about it? The door there, and the one beyond it. Neither of them are locked. You're free to leave whenever you so choose. I'd hate for you to think that I'm somehow keeping you against your will, little kitty cat. Yes, I did mean it. Meant every word of it. Life as a vampire can be a lonely one, I'm afraid. As you can tell, I don't keep a flock with me. Unlike a great number of my brethren, I find the idea somewhat distasteful, truth be told. You see, I find the act of feeding to be a desperately intimate act, if you must know. It is a strange quirk of mine. Others like me find that particular foible of mine to be somewhat repulsive, but alas, one cannot hide from one's moral code, can they? Or the lack of one, in any case. Oh, well, once a week, I frequent an underground blood bank. It's not exactly something I look forward to, but death is not something I welcome. So I do what I must and try not to think too much about it. Reynold? Oh, my previous, companion. Yes, actually, he did allow me to feed from him whenever I so chose. Such a sweet, gentle soul. Always putting the needs of others before his. I suppose that's why I found myself drawn to him in the first place. You rather remind me of him. If you don't mind me saying as much. Oh, I couldn't. You must think of me as some devious she-devil, to say everything I have just for a chance of eliciting sympathy. I assure you, that is not the case in the least. Like I said before, it's been quite some time since I've been able to confide in anyone. And there is something about you. Something about the way you look at me that just simply... Oh, forgive me. Your lips were open just the slightest bit, and your eyes were so luminous, like orbs of precious emeralds, and I'm afraid I've quite lost my head. You're too kind. Really? You ought to be more careful of your worth. Otherwise, all manners of dastardly creatures will try to take advantage of you, myself notwithstanding. I'm so sorry. I want to let you go, but it's been a week since I've supped at last. Indeed, I was actually supposed to be fed tonight, but the blood bank was closed. No doubt due to the strange weather phenomenon and the fact that werewolves of the city are currently running amok. And your neck looks so warm, salty, delicious. You must go. I couldn't forgive myself if I were to force myself on you. I've survived 300 years without taking a single unwilling host, and I'm not going to start now. Please, go upstairs. Find a room. Bar yourself within. I will immediately move myself to the basement. There are a set of restraints there. They will keep me thusly pinioned until Lorna returns in the morning. Go! What are you still doing here? Have you not heard a single thing I've just said?
What? What are you doing? You're supposed to be running away, not pressing yourself closer. Have you lost your mind? Please, don't. I can't. You barely even know me. What makes you think I won't rip you to pieces to get at that rich, delicious liquor that flows through your veins? Even if I did let you in, that wasn't because I wanted to feed from you. You must understand that. I only let you in my home because I... Oh, you smell intoxicating. Are you sure? Absolutely, positively sure you want to do this? You want to offer your blood to me? I won't take much more than what I need to survive. I swear on my family's name. But it pains me to think you might. Very well. I thank you for this meal of which I'm about to partake. I've forgotten what blood willingly given could taste like. I think that's enough. Yes, that should keep me going for a while longer. Thank you, my little kitten. I can't imagine. My face is burning with shame right now. I can't even look you in the eye. I still cannot believe things have come to this. What you must think of me. Don't touch me. Please. Just let me hold you. Just for a little longer. But you can't touch me. I don't think I could stand that. Yes, how wonderful this feels. It's been so very long since I was able to snuggle with a living thing. I can feel you breathing in my arms, the heat of your body seeping through mine, settling in the marrow of my bones. I still can't believe you were dumped in the street like a pile of unwanted. You are a rare, precious thing. A treasure that anyone would be crazy to let go. I cannot imagine how your previous owner could have let you out of their sight, much less hurl you out of your home. I'm afraid I'm enjoying myself far too much to be concerned for your immediate comfort. Don't move. Shh. Shh. Oh, little kitty. Won't you be my little kitty cat? Stay. Let me take care of you. Let me hold you whenever I want. Let me be the one to scratch you behind the ears, under your chin. Let me be the one to brush your hair. Won't you let me be the one to take care of you? in all the possible ways a loving mistress can.